This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Back when I was working the night shift at Marketplace, there were only two of us in the office in the middle of the night. And every once in a while, if we hadn't gotten up from our desks for a minute or two or moved much, really, the lights would go out. One of us would stand up, wave our arms around at the sensors, and presto, the lights would come back on. It got old, believe me. But it turns out sensors in the workplace have gotten oh so much more sophisticated and a tad creepy, too. Rebecca Greenfield wrote about it for Bloomberg. Rebecca, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I need you to tell me about Occupy, and it's E-Y-E at the end. Tell me about that. What is that?
Yeah, Occupy is an unfortunate name for this device. But about a year ago, journalists at the British newspaper The Telegraph came into their offices, and there were these black boxes under each of their desks to monitor if the reporters were at their desks or not at their desks. And the reporters understandably freaked out, because they were worried that their bosses were basically keeping tabs on them. And less than a day later, HR had taken the boxes away.
Yeah, it is, though, a little bit of the monitoring society, right? I mean, you have no privacy, get over it, and now it's in the workplace, too, in a very tangible way.
Yeah, even though these employees successfully got rid of these boxes, there are sensors all over workplaces everywhere tracking all sorts of things.
Wait, there are?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're probably being tracked right now.
Tell me about this company called Enlighted.
Yeah, so they make sensors of the lighting type and the energy efficiency control type. And their sensors are pretty inconspicuous. So you walk into an office building and you won't even notice that they're there. So I was at this design firm, Gensler, and they have about 1,000 of these Enlighted sensors in their office. But they're about the size of a dime and they're just embedded in the lights. So you don't even notice it.
The company says they can sort of track how long employees go without talking to each other?
So that's another company called Humanize.
Got it.
Yeah. They're Boston-based, and their sensors are a little more noticeable. They're in a badge that you wear around a neck, kind of like an ID badge. And, yeah, they measure this thing called latency to see how often people are interacting with their coworkers, which to me sounds like a little bit much. But they claim the data is anonymized, and they don't record exactly what you're saying, or at least they don't share that with your employer. But, yeah, the point is kind of so the Boston Consulting Group is using it to see how their office design might encourage employee interactions. You know, they want their employees to be talking to each other a lot. They have all these theories about how that's better for creativity and innovation. So they think that they can use these sensors to better design their space.
You point out in your piece, and this is important to realize, legally speaking, U.S. businesses, you say, you write, are within their rights to go full on Eye of Sauron. That is to say, you got no privacy rights in a modern office.
Basically, someone told me that they can monitor workers all the way up until the bathroom. You have no rights, which you should know about your digital communications, too.
Yeah.
Basically, anything you do in the workplace, it's kind of your employer's business. So as a workplace reporter, I'm not going to kid myself.
Rebecca Greenfield, she covers workplaces at Bloomberg. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thanks.